We tell stories to share the human experience.
No matter what form it takes.
Actor, photographer, theatre maker, musician, whoever is trying to be heard.
We can't stop telling stories. There's no end to them.
By telling stories, we connect to each other and create a sense of community.
This is an opportunity to share stories from a talented and diverse range of individuals, in the hope it provides inspiration and knowledge.
This is a podcast about Australian storytelling in all its forms, hosted by two Australians in the arts industry.
Welcome to the Act of Storytelling. Hi, everybody.
I'm Nick Kane.
And I'm Lauren Bailey.
And welcome to the Act of Storytelling.
Firstly, we would like to show our respect and acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land, of elders past and present, on which this podcast recording today takes place.
Yes, and we are at podcast 28, woo-hoo! And it's the beginning of the last month of 2016, Lauren. A great time to be alive, a time of reflection, a time for lots of holidays, lots of good food, many, many things. A time to catch up. We haven't really caught up in a podcast like this for a couple of months. We had a storyteller snapshot, but we haven't caught up together like this for a couple of months.
It's like I don't know you anymore.
It's like we're different people.
It's like we're strangers. It's like we are different people. So that's a start. Well, we are different people, Nick.
That's true. It's very deep good. For the start of it, but good we are different people. but hey, you know what else is good about this podcast, Lauren? We've done something a little different. We actually don't have one storyteller that we're going to be drawing from in this podcast. We've got multiple storytellers,
many,
and they're all the alumni from previous podcasts.
Yes, it's very exciting. We're tapping back into the community that we've been creating over the last 3 years.
Yeah, and over the holiday period, they've got a few little gifts that they want to share. So we'll be sharing them shortly. But first of all, Lauren, what's been happening?
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, you did mention that it's been a good 2 months since we've caught up in this fashion. And it's funny because the last time that we caught up, I believe I said something along the lines of, I reflected on sitting down and realizing that although I felt like I was putting a lot of creative energy in, I wasn't necessarily feeling that I was seeing any return from that.
Yes.
And that sort of pretty much triggered the next period of things happening, starting with the Kane event.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
For listeners, that's the wedding of the year. So starting with the wedding of the year. And then moving into things like I took part in the sixth season of the Mad Women Monologues by Baggage Productions, which is a monologue evening, or a couple of them that run in Melbourne at the Fantastic Butterfly Club. And I was reunited with a great director that I've worked with previously, Tanyella Page. So that was
great.
Fun.
Have you done things at the Butterfly Club before?
I have seen a lot there, but yes, I'd never been backstage, so it's quite fun when you go into it and you're like, oh, this is what's happening back here.
Well, this is also one of those checkbox things of being an artist in Melbourne, is the Butterfly Club's one of those places you want to perform, isn't it? It's one of the tick them off the list type venues.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely feels like it's been ticked on my checklist, which is pretty exciting. Actually, I've ticked a few things off. I also starred in my first radio drama show, which is sort of the old school radio fiction.
The dulcet tones
recording.
Of Lauren Bailey.
The dulcet tones. So, well, I do play a park ranger.
Can you give us your character, a little bit of your character? Just a snippet.
Martha Jacobs from Parks Victoria.
Hello, Martha.
So it was actually super fun because I don't think in a TV show that I would have the opportunity to play Martha Jacobs.
No, you don't look like a Martha.
But, you know, even beyond the name, just type-wise, maybe further on in my career, but it's not the kind of character I feel I would play in a visual role at the moment. So it was really fun to have a go at it in an audio sense. And that was just a great project to be involved in. So the show is called Yowie, and it came out of the work that's being done by the class at RMIT. But Justin Bechtold has bought the right and made it into a show that will be airing somewhere soon. So I'll definitely promote that. And just a great.
Yeah, it feels like a bit of a lost art too, the old sort of radio serial type piece.
Definitely.
You don't hear of it a lot.
No, and I mean, I guess I think obviously every month we talk on the radio, but not like that. There was sound effects to make and all sorts of things. It was very exciting.
Pretty cool.
What else? I'm reading your notes for what you were up to this month. That's not right. Yeah. I'm like, oh, did I really
do
that?
Just tell everyone what I've been up to. That's fine.
I had a small role in an independent feature film, So Long, that has just finished shooting, I think, about a week ago. And what else? Some exciting news for the film.
Ooh, the film In Life Today we're talking about, the wonderful
The film, Nick.
Yeah. That made you into a slashy, like a writer slash producer slash actor slash director.
It's interesting that you bring that up because I've just done the 2 days of the fantastic MEAA Equity Summit, putting gender on the agenda that was on at the Malt House this month. And they had a panel talking about what it's like to be a slashy and how to navigate all of that. I, of course, like the term multi-hyphenate.
You do. Sorry, that's me.
But they didn't want to change the name of the panel. Oh, my goodness. the summit was fantastic. And for anyone who is a creative who isn't involved with the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance Union, I definitely recommend it. They are so supportive and run so many amazing projects throughout the year. So definitely look into that. Do we want to talk about the film?
Talk to us. What's the big news?
The big news is that In Life Today has been accepted into the 26th Flickerfest International Short Film Festival in Bondi Beach next January. Yay!
Well,
and of course,
done.
The festival is Academy accredited, so that's exciting. But I mean, mostly it's just exciting that we're going to be sharing all the work that we've done on a big screen as part
with
of a
world.
Festival. So I'm pretty thrilled to have that be finishing up my year sort of thing. Yeah.
What a fantastic place to have a festival too, right on Bondi Beach.
So I really feel like since we last recorded, Nick, I've worked on all of these different things and it's really made me reflect from when we spoke to our last guest for an audio-only podcast, which was Bryce Ives.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about this idea of owning one space and following his energy. He talked about his understanding that his energy as an artist, what he puts into the things he works on, that it's his work and his love and his life, they're all the same thing. And just touching back on what you were saying about being a slashy, and it was really interesting hearing this panel talk the other day, that's the thing that I've really been aware has united everything that I've worked on over the last couple of months. You know, my voice as a storyteller is becoming clearer and clearer to me, and that all those things are the same thing.
That's great, isn't it? That's kind of been the take out of the last month. I mean, it's been an avalanche, really, especially after, you know, just revisiting what you were saying the month before last, going, well, you know, I feel like I haven't really done as much as I've been, like the input hasn't matched the output, I think was the terminology.
Yeah.
It's completely flipped on its head this last month.
Yeah, and the other thing that I've been focusing on, or that I was aware of, you know, I had some really great auditions this month as well, so there was a sense of a lot of highs in the last couple of months, but it made me realise that the previous months, they were as high as these, I don't even know how to explain it. I just had this sense of, in a large scale, if you look at my life, this month is no different from the month where I said the output doesn't seem to be matching my input. Those things were coming.
Yeah,
so it gave me this really positive sense of, I think, how I'll move forward in the next few months. So hopefully that's something I can hang on to. So yeah, anyway.
Yeah, especially over the Christmas break or the holiday period, to hold on to that idea is really lovely.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a bit more about that later, actually, around the things you can do during the break, but just to make sure that you're focused.
Before we do that, you've had quite a busy couple of months yourself. Obviously, we saw you on last month's vlog just before you went into your show. So
talk to me. I guess yeah. So that I will. It wouldn't be much of a podcast if I didn't talk to you, right? Awkward, really.
It's awkward enough without us trying.
When we do talk, yes. So look, no, you're right. I did. I just finished Shining City for the wonderful Q44 Theatre. If you are a regular listener to the podcast, you would have heard me talk about this certainly over the last three or four podcasts in some form. You know, I really loved that process. It was hard in a lot of senses. Sorry, that's my dog just running around the house.
Getting excited.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, he's like, all right, Dad, it's your turn to talk.
My dad was in a play.
Totally. I just love the process. And I was just saying it was hard in some senses in regards to being away from my family, if you will. So Roxy and also the little pup making all the noise at the moment. And being away from Sydney, you know, which is now home. But the process was great. Like, I love working with the Q44 team.
Yeah, and I've got to say, having seen the show, the work that you guys were all doing on such a consistent level across the board, like, it was, yeah, really fantastic to,
thank you.
Have you share that with us. So thank you so much. And I felt you. Like watching you on stage, I didn't recognize you at all in a really great way. I think when you see people you know really well, to feel like you're not seeing them in the person that they're portraying, that's quite a feat. So congratulations from me.
Thank you. And that's, you know, that's heartwarming to hear as well. And it wasn't necessarily a show that was sold out or anything like that. But what was really great is it got great feedback, great reviews. The team worked their ass off to produce the results. And I think that's what great theatre is about, you know.
Yeah.
The blood, sweat and tears that go into telling a story like that.
And that sense of unity.
Yeah, totally. I'm very proud of it. So I will definitely look back on that show with a sense of pride for all the team that are involved. But it does mean that now that's done is I'm back in Sydney. So it's funny, I now that I'm back, I'm really happy to be back as well, because there's a sense of, this is weird to say because I'm not this type of person, but a sense of routine.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt. I was going to say, it was really interesting when you mentioned earlier and you said that Sydney now feels like home.
Yeah. I mean, that's weird, right?
Well, and it's great to it's great to hear. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird to say. You know, and that's the other thing, now I'm back, is when I was thinking about what my month has been like, I found it really interesting because this is a time where I always start to reassess where I'm headed. It's just who I am. At this time I go, am I happy? Do I want to continue doing what I'm doing in this form? You know, all those questions that you ask yourself as you come to the end of the year, which is kind of, I always see it as this sort of bookend to the past 12 months. And what I ended up doing, Lauren, is I went back because I was really interested to see what I was saying 1 year ago.
And drum roll.
Well, drum roll. I went back to podcast 21. Worth a listen if you get an opportunity. Podcast 21's with Dom Chong, who was a fantastic guest. It was the first time as well, Lauren, I thought this was worth mentioning, the first time that we ever did the Acknowledgement to Country. So it's been a year since we've been doing that. That's really cool. To know that we've been doing that for a year is really great. But the first point that I took out of re-listening to Podcast 21, which I think you'll appreciate this, I forgot how hilarious we are.
Like, you forgot?
Yeah. We had some good... I had a chuckle. So if no one else is chuckling, I am.
Oh, what comedy gold did we come up with?
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, look, I'll have to go. We'll I can go back, and have a listen. Yeah,
totally. But, you know, the thing that I actually took out of it and what I was saying last year was that I felt lost, that I was treading water at this point, and you actually coined the now infamous phrase... Well, Nick, let's give direction to your flapping, if you remember that.
Oh, yes. I do tend to come up with really clever phrases like that.
But it was interesting because, you know, that flapping, I did feel lost, but I was super motivated to give direction to the way that I was feeling at that point, you know. Like, it was a time where I knew that in January I was going to be doing my first ever feature. You know, there was a few things that were happening early in the year that I really wanted to focus on and really make sure I did them in the greatest light and that I was ready and raring to go. This year, I feel completely different in the sense of, yes, I still feel that sense of, what am I doing? I'm treading water. What's going on? But there's a calmness to my energy at the moment. And I don't know what that is, Bales. And it comes back actually to the Bryce podcast. Maybe what's right for me now is following where my energy takes me.
Oh, fantastic.
So, well, it's just
was that your takeaway too? That's amazing.
Yeah, well, that's right. I just think that at this point, right now, I don't have this... Like, last time I used the word, like, I'm just going to fucking persist. That was the language I used. You know, like a bull at a gate.
Yeah.
Whereas this time I feel very different in regards to allowing the energy to take me where I need to be in this next section.
And would you say, although maybe the flapping feels calmer, do you still have that? You said treading water. Do you still have the feeling that you're a little lost in there?
Totally. But maybe that's the other part of that is. Well, I think I'm starting to accept that maybe this time of year, that's just what I do, and that's what allows me to go to the next rung. You know, is always assessing where I'm at, and then taking the next step.
Also, that idea that, you know, looking ahead, we should be able to embrace a certain amount of uncertainty in our future.
Yeah.
That uncertainty contains the joy and the struggle and all the things that make all the stuff we can plan worthwhile.
Beautiful.
Don't know where that came from. Don't
know. No, that was beautiful. But do you know what? And I think that's a really lovely note to start the next section of the podcast for this particular month. So what we've done, Lauren, and we're really super excited about this, we wanted to give the listeners some gifts for the holiday period. And what we decided to do is go back to our previous Storyteller alumni, didn't we? And basically draw some gifts from those guys, those wonderful pool of talent, about what you can do over the holiday period to advance your storytelling journey and your storytelling skills.
Yeah, it is a really interesting time of the year, whatever side of the world you're on. I know we've talked about in Australia, you can kind of feel like the industry slows down a bit or switches to commercial territory for the Christmas period while stuff's not in production. But on the other side of the world, I guess it's ramping up for pilot season. But that's wherever right. you are, it's still the end of a year and a moment for reflection on where you've been and what's coming next and how do we tackle that.
Yeah. And it's also sometimes a very hard time for creatives because while it's great to go and have some pudding and catch up with your family, it can also be a time where you feel a little lost, as I've been speaking about. So, you know, what's some things that you can focus on in that time to help get you through that little period of I don't feel like I'm going anywhere type thing?
Let's hear from our storytellers.
Podcast 2 storyteller, sound designer, Anita Quayle.
As the year draws to an end, it's a time for great reflection. Lots and lots of reflection. But it's also a time for play. Lots and lots and lots of play over this holiday season. Less work, more play. Go out there, get inspired by the people that inspire you the most. Happy holidays.
Podcast 18, storyteller, visual artist, Bethany Smith.
So remember to breathe, slow down, get in touch with your body's natural rhythm, because when you have a clear, peaceful mind, that is when the true stories will unfold, even when you're gobbling down Christmas pudding. Yum!
Podcast 5, storyteller, creative director, Paul Edwards.
Hi. I reckon an interesting way to improve your storytelling skills this Christmas is take one of your favourite books and imagine you're pitching it as a movie. In 3 words or less, try and sum up the spirit of the book. For instance, Alien was Jaws in space. Good luck.
Podcast 4 storyteller, comedian, actress, singer and writer, Lulu McClatchy.
Hi, this is Lulu McClatchy. Merry Christmas. If you're looking for some inspiration over the holiday period, I recommend writing down anything funny or dramatic that happens on Christmas Day. Family always say some pretty strange things when they're together, and you can use any of this in your future writing or get some inspiration for some ideas for characters. That's what I do. Have a good one and a happy new year.
Podcast 16 storyteller, circus maker and performer, Sky Gelman.
Over the new year, I like to pick up some new skills. Last year, I was doing knife throwing, and this year, I've started doing circus rope. So for me, the skills are just the tools that we use to create our stories and our art. But it's our job as artists to find the connection between the tools and our interests and to really try to work out why those connections are happening and to really, deepen those connections.
Podcast 22, storyteller duo, Chad O'Brien and Emily Wills.
I believe that there are times for action and times for inaction, and that this time of year is a perfect time of year for inaction. it's a time for you to take stock and create sacred space and to essentially do nothing.
You've got all this free time to do all your creative projects, but make sure that you take the time just to sit back and daydream so you're not chasing after ideas. Those ideas might just come to you.
Podcast 14 storyteller, actress, circus performer and superstar, Anne Chung.
My thing would be to say to use this downtime to pick up that book that you've been meaning to read. Because for me anyway, I find that whenever I'm lacking in a bit of muse or not feeling very connected or inspired, that reading is a really quick fix.
Podcast 26 storyteller, actress Elka Berry.
Hi guys, this is Elka in LA. I think at this time of year, if there is maybe a bit more downtime for people, it could be an idea to really think about the life events and situations and experiences that have been particularly impactful or that you're really, really passionate about, and start from that place of writing or creating a story to get the creative juices flowing more easily, and write them as they are, the truth of it, or maybe add a twist or something like that. So that's my idea for this time of the year, and that's what I'm actually going to try and do myself. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Podcast 25 storyteller, writer and broadcaster Amy Gray.
Each Christmas I avoid the world and enter my own to work on a project, and it's the best gift of all.
So that was some pretty amazing advice from our storytelling community on how to creatively spend the month ahead, which is pretty exciting. Have you got anything that you would like to add to the list, Nick?
Yeah, and this is something I'm going through myself over this little break, and I thought it might be of benefit to the listeners. I'm going through a bit of a rebrand phase of my own personal, I guess, what I'm putting out there to the world. So maybe as a little gift to the community is to really get to the core of what you're putting out there to the world is from a marketing point of view. If you're an actor, if you're a storyteller of any type, find the insight, the thing that makes you you, the thing that differentiates you from the actor, the writer next to you. Why are people choosing you? Really dig deep on that.
And any
that would be my advice.
Any thoughts on a way into that, or the first thing you might do to get into, you know, investigating for yourself where you're at the moment?
Yeah, I would say that it would be about getting a piece of paper and just writing down what makes you you. Just words, just one word each time. So whether it's compassion, whether it is humor, whether it is whatever it might be, write down those words, and what you'll end up finding, once you get through, go as many as 50 words, you'll start to see themes. And then group the words. Group them into sections. And then what you'll find is you'll get two or three sections which are really strong for you and what you feel very passionate about, I guess, as your personality traits. And then you can start to drill in to go, rightio, this is what makes me different to anyone else. Does that help?
Wow. Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm quite excited about that.
I think the other point of that too, Lauren, is don't stop at that. Make sure that in your marketing, so whether it be your website, whether it be your headshots, make sure that that's traveling through into the visual representation of who you are as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, I know you talked, when we talked recently, you mentioned something about really being aware of the changes that you wanted to be making, that you could just continue along the path that you're currently on and good things would happen, but to be conscious of making the changes that you wanted to make, to really be achieving. And that really stuck with me at the time, and it's something I've been thinking about since. And I think what you're suggesting now is a really fantastic way to begin to make those changes. And I guess that feeds into what my advice would be to people.
Yeah.
Can I get to share?
Yeah, please. This is your gift now.
Yeah, I mean, definitely touching on some of what we've just heard from our storytellers. I love that Amy Gray said hide from the world. Listeners to the podcast from previous episodes will know that I really value the end of the year as a time to sort of retreat into myself and take stock of what's happening, what has happened during the year and what I want from the year ahead. And something that stays with me while I go into that process is another idea I've often quoted, to be something you've never been before, you need to do something you've never done before. So that's sort of where I'm coming from when I look at my roadmap for the months ahead. And just recently I was talking to a friend of mine and he mentioned this idea of drawing a circle and inside the circle you put everything that you want to happen. And it's just a visual thing, but the circle is the boundary for what you will accept. So anything that is outside the circle, I mean, outside the circle can be blank or you can put things out there. But I just think as artists, particularly as multi-hyphenates and at this time of year when we're trying to find space to not feel lost and to know what's coming next, I think boundaries are a really important part of that.
I love this.
And it's a
I really love this.
It's a visual image of these are the things I want. And if things do come to you from the last year of stuff that's happened that maybe you don't want to be happening, that goes on the outside of the circle. And it's a visual recognition of the fact that that's something you don't want to accept in your year ahead. And all the stuff inside the circle is stuff that you do want to achieve.
That is so lovely. And you know why? Because, and this is like the next extension of what I'm talking about as far as who you are and marketing yourself as well, because this is differentiation and what you'll accept and what you won't accept. So
it's kind of
you get a really clear picture of what you love and you know what drives you, and that's what makes you as an artist.
And I actually love that. It's like the two sides of the apple. Is that an expression? Two sides of the
probably
coin.
Not,
oh my goodness, brain clearly is on another. It's clearly on another level at the moment. One is focusing on what's inside you and what you'll accept, and the other is focusing on how you want all of that to manifest in the world around you and how you want people to see you. Oh, I love that.
Fantastic.
Good there on you us. Go team.
Synchronicity.
And of course, the other thing that we wanted to do along this idea of gifts at the end of the year is we've come up with one recommendation, I guess, for something that anyone can take part in if they so choose to, that we think is of real value. There is a Facebook group called Free the Children Nauru. You can look it up, you can like the page, you can see what's happening there. But recently they've added something that you can contribute to the page.
This is a really beautiful idea. It's basically videos of stories that people have uploaded for the children on Nauru over the holiday period that they can watch. So it would be books, you know, wonderful children's books that people have read onto camera that the children who can access this page can actually watch these amazing stories. It's a brilliant idea and what a wonderful way to give back and to put a smile on some faces that, you know, at the moment probably don't have a lot of reasons to smile.
And just that sense of human connection. You know, you go on there and you can already see kids who got their favourite picture book and they're reading the story. Yes. There's a woman on there who sings a song. You could literally film yourself doing anything you like.
So what you can do is record yourself, whether it be, as you said, whether it be you singing a song, whether it be you reading a book, one of your favourite children's books. You know, like Peter Rabbit was one of my favourites, so that would be a good one for me to read. And then you can email that video through to freethechildrennauru@gmail.com. So all one word, freethechildrennauru@gmail.com.
Yep. And just a heads up to Jess Toby, who was spreading the word about this at the Equity Summit over the weekend. Thank you so much. This is something we're really, really excited about getting involved in. Is that a wrap for 2016? Nicholas Kane?
I think that's pretty much us for 2016.
But we've got some pretty exciting stuff to talk about for the year we're going into, right?
We do. Both myself and Lauren have had some pretty big conversations over the past month or so about what this podcast is to us, what it is to you, the listener, and I guess its role in the community. It's been around for about 3 years now, and part of the podcast or the value of the podcast means we have to constantly reassess where we're at and the value this adds.
And with that in mind, we've decided that we are going to take a 3-month sabbatical from the podcast so that we can come back with something really exciting for you guys. And that means solidifying what this podcast means to the Australian industry as well as to us, and how it's adding value to, I guess, the creative community. So we're going to be expanding and streamlining, and we're also going to rebrand, and we'll relaunch the podcast and our website and what we're doing with the blog. And it's just an opportunity for some really exciting changes.
The only way we can truly do this, yeah, as we've said in previous podcasts, is to be able to afford to keep this podcast running with assistance. So, you know, we've always tried to keep this podcast as free to the listener, and we understand the life of an artist can be really hard sometimes to gain access to things.
We so definitely we do understand that.
Yeah, totally. So we totally want to keep this thing as free as possible. However, to make sure that we can continue to do this and continuing to improve this podcast, we have a little ask of you, which is, if you've enjoyed the podcast over many years and you think it deserves a little spot in the world, we would love if you could help by donating to the cause over the next few months.
So we'll be sharing three ways in which you can help keep the podcast alive and well that we'll be promoting through our social channels over the next 3 months. And that will be starting when we go live with this podcast. We're going to have a donation page on our website. So you'll be able to see the three channels there. Click on it, choose from one of them, choose how much you'd like to donate and how you'd like to be involved.
So the first way to be involved is something we've mentioned previously, which is the bookmark. It features the text and the artistry of podcast 18 guest, Bethany Smith. It's a lovely keepsake, a badge of honour in supporting our podcast, and it works equally well as an actual bookmark, keeping your place when you're reading the book, right? But what we ask for that is part of the donation of $10 or more. If you can, we will send you one of these amazing bookmarks as a token of our appreciation.
And the second thing that will be going live over the next few months is we've done something really cool in collaboration with a wonderful app that's called Voice Map. And yes. So it's an audio guided tour of Melbourne's laneways. And you'll be able to download a recording and use the geolocating and GPS along with a specially designed map that takes you on a guided tour of the amazing laneways of Melbourne, as well as sharing a little bit of the history of our city. It's all available for $2.99 in US dollars. And also a fantastic thing if you've got anyone who's coming to town and wants to know how to get involved. If you're a local here, you can share that with them.
And there's some pretty cool stories on that, just to add to that as well. You can do the geolocated tour, so you walk around and you hear us talking to you at the different points, but you can also download that and just listen to the cool stories we've got of the different locations. So don't feel like just because you're not a Melbourneite that you can't download that and listen to our dulcet tones.
Yeah, and it means if you feel like you haven't really been getting enough of Nick and Lauren on the podcast, you know, you've just got that on tap.
Yeah, you poor things. And finally, there's one more way to get involved, and that's via the website Patreon. With this website, it's really fantastic. It allows you to become a patron of the podcast. So what it allows you to do is set up as little or as much as you wish to basically send to us per month as we make the podcast. So it can be as little a fee as you want. It could be $1 every month just to look after us, or it could be $1,000. Whatever you like.
We no complain.
we no complain. But it's a wonderful little website and allows us to continue to do what we do.
All those options will be up on the website on the donation page. So whatever you choose to do, including simply continuing to listen to us, we are so grateful that you're sharing our journey and hopefully helping us to invest our energy preparing this podcast for you on your ongoing artistic careers.
We're really looking forward to returning in 3 months with a brand new offering that only grows on what we currently do. So hold tight, and we're going to see you very, very soon.
Yeah, and have a wonderful holiday period for 2016. We will see you next year.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.